Hello, I'm Jennifer Wenzel, the Talent Acquisition Coordinator at Beyond Vision. And I'm here with Sarah Heeson, who used to be the Talent Acquisition Coordinator, but now has a new role. So I'll let Sarah introduce herself.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks. I used to be the Talent Acquisition Coordinator, meaning recruiter, somebody who goes out into the community, finds people to work here. Before that, though, I had actually been working in the call center. I came to Beyond Vision after 4 years of being at home with my son. He's now 8, but back then he was just born. He was just a noob. So I did the stay-at-home thing for 4 years. And then when he started going to school for preschool and 4K, I started realizing it's time for me to find something to do. So I went back to work. There was work in the call center. We were doing work for a large motorcycle manufacturer. And there were 50,000 calls to get through or something like that. That sounded way more exciting than all of the, you know, Blue's Clues and stuff that I had been doing at home. So jumped back into the workforce and worked in the call center. I had had experience doing like customer care and inside sales at another company beforehand. So kind of was gaining, you know, knowledge on business, just overall how business works and such. So I applied for a recruitment job here and did that for 4 years, 5 years, I guess. And now I'm working still same company, Beyond Vision, but I'm the business development professional. Point of contact for developing business for our call center that we talked about before. So now I get to do the same thing, go out and this time not find employees, but look for businesses who are interested in partnering with us, who need some customer service help, or, you know, maybe run a call campaign to find out product satisfaction on something that they're selling, or you know, convention, events, you know, ingoing, outgoing, customer service work. We do a lot. And it's a large variety. It does not get boring.
yeah, it's always appreciated good to have that. So I like to think of Sarah and I as partners because she's getting the business and then I get to find the people to fill the roles. So it's an exciting opportunity.
Yep. Jennifer, we're going to need 5 coming up.
Yep, exactly. And then I get to help, you know, I get to network and I have 5 people and I can bring them on. So that's a great thing. One thing I've noticed in my time at Beyond Vision, and I've been here only about 6 months, is how accessible everything is. There's such a commitment to making sure there's accessibility. I mean, there's things like screen readers, of course, like JAWS. There's also magnification available for people, braille displays, you know, things like that. But one thing I've been really impressed with is how a lot of different aspects are being made accessible, and people are always thinking outside the box to try to make more accessible. Is that something you've noticed, Sarah, as well?
Yeah, and that actually, you know, like, when I talk about like going down the merry path of, you know, working in customer service and now business development, but then I can do recruitment, work in HR. I mean, that really can't happen at a company unless they're willing to put the investment necessary into accessibility. And I think Beyond Vision does a great job of that. I'm always seeing improvement. There's always improvement to be done at any company, but I think Beyond Vision recognizes that and reaches towards that, because I see that we have 5 different business units, they're called, and they do just very diverse functions. Like, for instance, we have one business unit that is stores. We have 8 stores across the country on military bases. So these are retail locations. And we have the equipment now with investment in NetSuite, which is owned by Oracle. This is a software program that allows people with visual or other disabilities. It's very accessible to get into the system and see the information that any sighted person would see about quantity on hand and invoice materials and bill of lading and anything that would be stored in this, you know, the information you need to see, have access to. They've made investments on that. We also have the call center. Our call center platform is very accessible, and that doesn't happen unless a company pays attention to it. We make our manufacturing processes very accessible. And then I've just seen just such a, you know, such a commitment to that. Even the business development things that we take on, we really like to look ahead and make sure that I have access to all the functions that I'm going to need to do.
I think that's so important. And I think one of the things that really shows that commitment is we even have an accessibility coordinator on staff who is a blind person who's always, you know, reaching for that accessible bar and keeping that bar high.
Yeah. And, you know, nudging us from time to time, hey, you guys might want to, you know, check into being certified, getting your JAWS certification. That'll really help, or take this training. So,
and so, throwing us some here's some keyboard shortcuts that might help you. You might want to learn them.
Yeah. Which is always a nice thing. Out of curiosity, what do you say when you're reaching or when you're reaching out about us, and like, is there anything on the horizon that you can tell people who are looking for work, like that, you know, lets them know that we're really looking for accessibility and accommodation?
I talk about the different positions. Like, for instance, we are looking right now for a customer care specialist in one of our BSCs, and that hasn't traditionally been a job that a totally blind person might have looked at or been able to look at. But I kind of use that to point to our commitment to accessibility, because we're very open, especially with NetSuite. We're really open to having that job be a job that can be filled by a blind person. And our accessibility coordinator is going to be traveling to that location and working even harder to help make that accessible. So I talk about that. And I really talk about how there's so many different paths at Beyond Vision. I use you as an example of a career path, and our accessibility coordinator, Israel, as another example, because he started in production and, you know, now is doing accessibility, and he had some stops in between. So I really talk a lot about the fact that maybe you'll start in one place, but maybe you won't stay in that place, or we might support you as you move to another career. But sometimes it's all about getting that experience, and that's so important.
That's one thing that you find that, like, you're kind of brought, you know, back into awareness of that every 6 months or so, because one of the questions we have to answer is, you know, obviously, like, how do you like the job you're doing now? But what job would you go for if you could in this company? Is there a job you'd rather have or rather try for? And then also, can you think of somebody you know who might be good at the job you currently hold now? So it is like, there's a huge emphasis on upward mobility, using your talents, and finding happiness in your career. And, you know, and checking in every so often, hey, you still like what you're doing now? What would you rather be doing? You know, so.
And I just find that there's so much commitment to people being happy and enjoying their job and moving onward and upward, not being, and if they really like one job they're doing, then that's great too. But always that commitment of looking at that all the time.
Yep.
So I think we're getting close to the end of our time. Is there any last points you'd like to make, or any last words about Beyond Vision you want to share?
I'm excited that people will get to hear about us. I want everybody to find the work that makes them happy, no matter what company that is, and just hope everybody's enjoying the convention.
And I encourage anyone who's interested in finding out more about us or maybe looking for a job opportunity, please visit us in our exhibit booth. We will be all week. We will have hours from 10 to noon and 2 to 4 Central Time. So I really hope to see a lot of you, and I hope you're having a great convention as well. Thanks so much for listening.